USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the partial federal government shutdown enters its second month today, more TSA workers are calling in sick. The Transportation Security Administration confirming yesterday they've had employee call-ins increase lately to 10% since the shutdown began, compared to just over 3% calling in sick on January 21st of last year. The Oscar nominees have been announced this morning, and for Best Picture,
Black Panther,
Black Klansman,
Bohemian Rhapsody,
The Favorite,
Green Book,
Roma,
A Star is Born.
And the eighth and final nominee, Vice.
The 91st Annual Academy Awards will be held in Hollywood on February 24th. Singer Chris Brown under arrest in Paris. Police there say a 24-year-old woman claims she was raped at Brown's hotel room on January 15th. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A winter storm claiming the lives of at least 10 people and now leaving behind brutally cold temperatures. The storm dropping up to 2 feet of snow in parts of the Midwest and Northeast. It's forced flights to be canceled, some airports still not back to normal. Might Donald Trump Jr. follow in his dad's footsteps and pursue a political career someday? He says he can't rule it out, but he says in an interview last night he's most concerned right now with supporting his father's presidency.
And I'm going to do what I can to help him. Whatever happens in the future, I'll deal with that then. But in the meantime, he's making it pretty easy, given what he's doing, because he's doing a phenomenal job for this country.
He spoke on Fox's The Ingram Angle. General Motors says it has zero tolerance for discrimination. That after workers raise allegations of racism at an Ohio plant. 9 workers filing a lawsuit saying nooses and whites-only signs were hung up around the workplace. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
As we told you earlier in the newscast, this year's Oscar nominations were revealed this morning, and we brought you the nominees for Best Picture. Here, actor Kumail Nanjiani reads the nominees for Best Actress in a Leading Role.
Yalitza Aparicio in Roma. Glenn Close in The Wife. Olivia Colman in The Favorite. Lady Gaga in A Star is Born. And Melissa McCarthy in Can You Ever Forgive Me?
And actress Tracy Ellis Ross named off the nominees for Best Actor in a Leading Role.
Christian Bale in Vice. Bradley Cooper in A Star is Born. Willem Dafoe at Eternity's Gate. Rami Malek in Bohemian Rhapsody. And Viggo Mortensen in Green Book.
Again, the 91st Annual Academy Awards ceremony will be at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood on February 24th. And the European Commission is fining MasterCard nearly $650 million for blocking merchants from getting better conditions from banks in other European Union countries. The Commission says MasterCard kept merchants from shopping around for better terms. The Commission saying MasterCard's rules artificially raised the costs of card, which then hurt customers as well as retailers. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We have a newly designed website, and it's located at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.